Here are today's top stories. President Obama is endorsing. Are you ready? Come on, it's Hillary Clinton. Everybody knows it's Hillary Clinton. Obama is excited to campaign for her, so essentially, national government is closed till November. Nope, probably January. Well, then she's going to need some time to get adjusted, so maybe next summer. But then she's going to need a vacation. She's going to be tired. So, you know what? Look for the government to get back to business by late 2017. But yeah, what if it's a cold fall? You know what? 2018. The budget impasse continues to affect Illinois. Today, Comptroller Leslie Munger listed some of the places that are hurting. We're going to need money for K-12 education. We're also going to need money for local governments, 911 call centers, domestic violence shelters, lottery winners. You know what? I don't know why I'm reading this. We need money for everything. The Chicago Tribune successfully sued the city of Chicago to get the emails about Gary McCarthy. Mayor Emanuel was hiding them because I guess they were too nice. All they were letters of support, showing support for him as superintendent, asking how he gets his arms so big, how his mustache stays so trim. 1 in 5 Chicago public schools tested for elevated lead levels in the water. Hey, at least some Chicago public schools are getting high test scores. A new study says that not enough Americans are flossing. Yep, I guess you're supposed to floss at least once a day. Oh, you know what? I must have misread. I thought you were supposed to floss once a year. All right, my bad. No wonder my teeth have the consistency of a Twizzler. Hamilton tickets are ready to go on sale, fetching over $600 for holiday shows. Hey, for $600, I can see a Bears playoff game. I know, plenty of ways to go here. Nah, Hamilton would be better and probably showcase better footwork. Yesterday, a man fell when a subway grate gave way. What? That's like a nightmare scenario. You know the grates you walk over on State Street? That's like an old wives' tale come true. And imagine falling down there. I wonder if the rats were hospitable. Chipotle stock dropped today after a new study said that the food isn't as healthy as many think. Begging the question, who thinks Chipotle's healthy? And if you do, can I talk to you about buying a bridge? In weather, the rainy day will give way to the first scorcher of 2016. 90 plus degrees tomorrow and Saturday. Darn it, I needed like 3 more weeks for my beach bod. You know what? Just got to go. Balls out. I mean, not literally. In sports, the only thing that could slow down the Cubs? A day off. They get a day of rest and will pick back up tomorrow night in Hotlanta. The White Sox welcomed James Shields to the clown show last night. I love the White Sox, but this is getting super ridiculous. After starting strong, the Sox have dropped 20 of 26 games. They're 6-20. They're under 500 now, and they're on the verge of getting swept out tonight by the Nationals at home. The Sox released Matt Latos today and all of his tattoos. That was fast. So two of their starting rotation have been outright released this year. Yikes. Hey, they also signed Justin Morneau, who's currently missing an arm, elbow surgery. He'll contribute in August when it's always fun to watch a Sox game. The only bright spot, the Sox drafted somebody today. So watch out, 2018. There might be a midseason call-up in the works. In the NBA Finals, the Cavs rebounded last night and leveled the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors still have a 2-1 lead in the series, but the Cavs look strong, even without Kevin Love, who was out with a concussion. Game 4 tomorrow night. Game 5 tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs between the Penguins and the Sharks. Not even looking it up. Pittsburgh is up 3-1. I was right. I'm right. Strong guess. That's just hockey. Every series, a team is up 3-1. And finally, it was reported last night that Justin Bieber got in a fistfight in Cleveland after the NBA Finals, and no word on whether or not the little girl is okay. That's the carryout for June 8th, 2016. Hey, who here ordered the peanut butter pizza? Oh, pepperoni. Sorry, terrible handwriting.